Shus Meirenu, Yeshiva Shlita, and all the Rabbanim, Gedolei Torah of Yeshiva. We're all familiar with the words, with the tefillah of David HaMelech, Acha Sha'alti Meis Hashem, Oysa Avake Shifti Beveis Hashem Kol Yimei Chayai, Lachzois Benoyam Hashem Ulevakir Beheicholoi. David HaMelech mentions Shifti Beveis Hashem, and he mentions Levaker Beheicholoi. If you wonder, after a week of Yarche Kala, is that a Shifti Beveis Hashem? Or is that a Levaker Beheicholoi? The Pashtus is, you're here for a week, a Bikur, a visit. It's Levaker Beheicholoi. But that's not the real taich of what Levaker Beheicholoi really means. David HaMelech said, Shifti Beveis Hashem. That means a permanent resident of Beis Hashem. And then he says, Levakir Beheicholoi, to come for a visit, a famous Shaila. It's a Tarti Desasri. But the real answer is that Levakir Beheicholoi doesn't mean a visit. Levakir Beheicholoi is like the Mefarshim explain, Levakir is Miloshan Bikur Mumin. Before, when Makriv Vakorbin, Tamid, you have to be Mevakir, you have to examine the Behema, to see if it has any mumin, if it's kosher la'akrova, or it's not kosher la'akrova. Bikur means to examine, to check something out and fix whatever needs to be fixed. That's levaker. Bikur cholim, that's really the real mitzvah of bikur cholim. Not to just come for a visit. It's to examine what the cholim needs and try to take care of him and be mamala any chesroinus that he has. That's the inyan of bikur. David HaMelech asked Levaker Beheicholoi not to come for a visit. He wanted Shifti Beveis Hashem. But David HaMelech also wanted the schus of being Mevaker, of examining and seeing what are the needs of Beis Hashem, of Heichal Hashem. But then there's a kasha. David HaMelech said, Acha Sha'alti Meis Hashem. Lefi what was saying, it's Shtayim. Acha Sha'alti, one is Shifti Beveis Hashem. Shtayim is Levaker Beheicholoi, to examine what's the Acha Sha'alti. So the pshat is that David HaMelech, what did he want from Shifti Beveis Hashem? David HaMelech is the one who says, Li Kirvas Elokim Li Toiv. David HaMelech wanted Shifti Beveis Hashem to be close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And David HaMelech knew there's two parts of being close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. There's one, the Shifti Beveis Hashem. Shifti Beveis Hashem, you nehene and you take and your benefit from the ruchnius, the beautiful ruchnius of Beis Hashem. But that's the role of being a taker. If you really, really want to get from the Beis Hashem, you can't just take. You also have to be the giver. In any relationship, you need to be a taker and a giver at the same time. Some people are very good at taking and don't know how to give back. And some people are very good at giving and they don't know how to take. The shleimus to get everything out of Beis Hashem is Shifti Beveis Hashem, to be the taker of all the ruchnius that Beis Hashem has to offer. Ulevakir Beheicholoi, then afterwards it's time to give something back. So if we misbeinein, this week of Yarchei Kala wasn't the week of Bikur Beheicholoi. It was the week of Shifti Beveis Hashem, of being nehene from the power of the ruchnius of Mir Yeshiva. That was the Shifti Beveis Hashem. But afterwards comes the time of Levaker Beheicholoi. What's Levaker Beheicholoi? To examine the needs, the problems, what needs to be fixed. Beheichal Hashem. One might wonder, that's not the job of the Balabatim. That's the Rashiva's job, the Mashkiach's job, the Rebbe's job, to figure out what needs to be fixed and what needs to be solved. Which is true. But I think there's another aspect also. We all know what the Gemara says, that Torah is nimshol lemayim. Mayim is hoylech mimokam gevoya lemokam namuch. The way HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world, mayim, which is the source of chayim and growth in all the world, is a lot of times in one central place. And then that mayim in the one central place, Thank you. that mayim, in the one central place, in the lakes, spreads out to all over the world, out through streams, through irrigation, through pipes. That's the derech of mayim. There's one central makor, one central point of mayim, makor of chiyus, and it spreads all over the place through pipes and different irrigation. The Torah is supposed to be the same thing. There's the merkozei haTorah, the yeshivas hakadoshes, miri yeshiva. Those are the central points. And when things are working right, there's supposed to be a pipeline of this mayim, ein mayim ala Torah, going all over to every single house in Klal Yisrael. But in the confusing world that we're living in, there's a lot of times things that stuff up the pipes. We're living in a world of bilbil, where sometimes our children don't have the clear perception of what's really, really chashuv, in a world that puts chashivas on all things that are not really chashuv. And we know the real chashivas is over here in the Dalet Amas Shel Halacha. A lot of times in our homes, there's certain things blocking the pipes, and it's hard to raise children understanding what the real davar chashavit is, what the real priority is. That's what the Heichal HaTorah needs. It needs representation in every single home. Baruch Hashem, in the Dalet Amas Shel Halacha, is very strong, but it needs to spread to all over, to every single house like it's supposed to, without any blockage. When a mishpacha sees the Rosh HaMishpacha take off a week and come to learn like a yeshiva bachar again, with the support of the Noshim Tzidkaniyos, that are Moser Nefesh, and the Mishpacha sees the Rosh HaMishpacha, the father, come back full of simcha and tainug, ruchni, it's a game changer. It shows the priority. It unstuffs these pipes, and the flow of water of Mir Yeshiva, the mayim, ein mayim el Torah, could flow freely to the homes of every single person. I think that's the inyan. The Rebbeim have their job of levakir beheichaloi. But the Heichal Hashem also needs representation. And after such a week of a yarchei kala that clearly unstuffs the pipes, the pipes, and the water could flow freely, mitzvah Hashem, everyone should be zeicha to take this treasure, ruchni, that there was zeicha to be coined over here in the Dalet Amas Shel Halacha, the Shifti Beveis Hashem, and the mitzvah Hashem, everyone should also be zeicha for the next step, not just the taking and being nehene and benefiting from Shifti Beveis Hashem, but also mitzvah Hashem to be zeicha to levakir beheichaloi and see to it that the Heichal Hashem, the Torah, spreads all over to everyone's house. And the mitzvah Hashem, everyone should have atzlacha v'chol tov.